you guys were already thinking about how you could be preparing Edible Uprising for a worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like already before the pandemic hit, our food system was in a very fragile place. And a lot of this comes back to, you know, treatment of farm workers, especially like immigrant laborers, which makes up like 80% of the labor force in agriculture. Right now during this pandemic, they're not being given any protections to shield themselves from getting sick. And that puts our situation with food in a very scary place. And we're already seeing that in, you know, meatpacking plants and amongst even people in the supply chain, like truck drivers, grocery store workers getting sick. And I think the next wave is going to be agricultural workers getting sick. And that's probably already happening and we're not hearing about it. So when you layer that onto a food system that is already very fragile and is structured in a very kind of global setting, we have a lot of concern about what the future is going to look like. And we also have to think this isn't the last crisis we're going to face. So that's something we've been thinking a lot about on our farm even before the pandemic hit. How do we build a resilient local food system? And how do we build that food system with many small farms? So it's not just like one large farm supplying huge amounts of people. And then if that gets cut off, people are in dire straits. But how do we build a truly resilient food system? And, you know, we're being challenged to do that now.
So for our listeners who might not be familiar with Edible Uprising, can you just in a couple of sentences tell us about your project?
Yeah, so we're a 1-acre farm and we're on the south edge of Troy, New York, and we grow diversified vegetables. We grow over 200 varieties of vegetables and flowers and supply Troy with vegetables through our CSA and also chefs at restaurants in Troy as well.
So how has COVID-19 affected your farm season so far?
It's affected it quite strongly, especially because last year, our first year farming, about 50% of our income was done through restaurants in Troy. And working with chefs in Troy is a very, very exciting thing to do. And we really loved it. And we were looking forward to this year collaborating with chefs even more and working on those relationships even more. So, you know, with restaurants having to scale back and many having to close down, it's been, you know, quite a shock for us. And we've had to really quickly figure out how to adapt and change the structure of our farm and where our food is going. And yeah, in that sense, it's changed a lot. And then also just realizing that we really need to be able to scale up production to meet the need of people in Troy and people in our neighborhood if and when a food supply crisis hits. So we've actually expanded production dramatically this year. So last year, our CSA had about 25 members for the full season, and this year we are going to have 70 members. And on 1 acre, that's about the max we can do with two people. It's been quite a change.
Are there ways in which you two are taking personal precautions?
Yeah, we're taking very, very serious precautions. Back in February, I actually completed a food safety training. And so we were already restructuring our farm to ramp up our food safety to some new laws that are being passed in New York State. So it was already really, really on our mind. And now with COVID-19, we've actually quarantined the farm. So within the fence of the farm, since March 20th, only my husband and I have entered the farm. And we are doing this because we really want to ensure that not only are our customers safe, and we have complete control over the safety of the farm and our produce, but also that Ben and I are safe, because we need to make sure that we stay well in order to be able to run the farm and be able to produce food. And with the farm being quarantined, that's kind of the basic first step. And then we've also, whenever we're near or handling any produce, we're wearing masks, we're wearing gloves, we sanitize before we enter the farm, after we leave the farm, before we enter any greenhouse. So we feel very confident in the plans that we've implemented. So it feels good to know that there are no cracks in our system right now.
Is there anything about this process that has been particularly surprising?
I think maybe not so, maybe it's surprising, but just the excitement and the move of so many people into interest in gardening and growing food. You know, people every single day are reaching out to me, asking me gardening questions and expressing interest in growing food. Even people that live in apartments without, you know, outdoor space, people want to grow food. And it's such an exciting move, even though it's out of desperation. I think it could be a launching off point for people to really start learning how to feed themselves and feed their families and feed, you know, the people around them. So I think, you know, that has been quite a pleasant surprise, and also just been a wonderful thing for us to be able to offer advice and insight to people that, you know, are really starting from square one with growing food. And people are realizing that, you know, even without a bunch of fancy equipment and a bunch of knowledge, you can grow food even if you're in an apartment.
And what ways are you able to support people who want to be growing their own food?
Well, one thing that we'll be doing that we hadn't been planning on doing is we'll be selling starts for different plants, a huge variety of crops we'll be selling starts for in a few weeks. That was really came about because we got so many requests from people asking for starts. You know, a lot of people in Troy would go and buy their plant starts at the farmer's market, and with the farmer's market shut down, people, you know, less comfortable going to the grocery store to buy their starts, they're finding alternative ways to get it. So we're going to be offering pre-orders for our starts, where people can come and pick up from the farm without having to touch anything or interact with anybody. And then just, we've been, you know, just giving out gardening advice through our social media, through emailing, through phone calls. We're just trying to support people as much as we can in whatever way we can.
Are there other ways in which you are preparing to help feed people?
Well, this year, much like how we've expanded our CSA program, this year we run a CSA scholarship program where our CSA members and the community donates into the program, and we offer full and partial scholarships to families that can't afford the cost of CSAs. So last year we had 3 fully funded scholarship members in our CSA, and this year we already have 8, and we probably can go up to 10 before we max out. So this has been a way that we've been able to meet the demand for food right now. So many families are struggling. We're struggling before, and then you compound the unemployment rates and the, you know, state of the world right now. And there are a lot of families that are really worried about where their food is going to come from. So that's a program that we've expanded. And, you know, if we're able to grow more food throughout the season, we're going to try to find ways in order to donate to food pantries or maybe expand the program more if it seems that our yields will allow that.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you think people should know?
I think people should know that right now, reaching out to farms in your area and sourcing your food from farms locally is really important, not only for, you know, the prosperity of a local food economy, but also, it's an incredibly safe way to get food right now. A lot of farms are adapting really quickly, offering home delivery, offering, you know, pick up from their farms where you don't have to touch doorknobs or come in contact with anybody. And, you know, we can create like an alternative local food system and a resilient food system that can really prepare us for the next crisis that we face, because this is certainly not the last one. So we really see an opportunity right now for us all to kind of lean on each other and see what, you know, resources we have around us. And also we'll be delivering food in Troy as well. We're going to have a virtual farm stand this year where people can log on to our website, edibleuprisingfarm.com, and see our entire list of everything we're harvesting that week and order it online. And in Troy, we'll be offering free delivery. So we can bring the food right to you. And right now it's so important that we, you know, nurture our bodies. And this is a really great way to support our health through all of this.
What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Probably our website, edibleuprisingfarm.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram under Edible Uprising Farm. You know, if you have any questions about gardening, please ask us. We'd love to help you.